Chasam Sofer, very important Chasam Sofer, there in B'Shalach. We're going to go look it up. Dibra Maskel V'Oison, very important Chasam Sofer. The two Nishoinas that Klal Yisrael went through that prevented 80% of Klal Yisrael from coming out of Mitzrayim. Hashem foresaw that they wouldn't withstand the test, so they died in Maskel Sofer, rather Zochai, rather than wait to fail the test and be Chayev. So and the two tests he said there, which were going to be repeated before Mashiach comes, is the test of a Hashem told them to go into the Mitzrim's homes and see where all the wealth is and not to take it, even though Remaisit was theirs, but not to take it because you're going to get it later, so don't take it now. And we explained the guilty of that. And then we said the other one was on Leila Seder, the mitzvah to go into your house, lock the door, and not to go and see what's going on outside. Going on outside was a major cataclysmic event, an event the Jews have been waiting for, anxiously waiting to be redeemed from their terrible suffering and tortures. And finally it had come, and now you're not allowed to look. You know, you have to stay inside and just carry on doing your Seder, and lo manyeh notcha what's going on outside, even though what's going on outside is more manyeh. Very interesting stuff going on outside there. And the noises and the screams and the bahala, but you have to ignore all that, and you just have to carry on doing what you're doing inside. So that was the nisoin, and now we're trying to translate it into our times. You know, these books, they're wonderful books. I think it's from Baruch Chait. It's called Ilu V'Keilu. They take a Torah Chag or a Chazal from then, and then they like make it into today's modern terms. You know, like you have Torah driving around in his limousine and whatever. And, you know, they make it sort of so the kids can get a grip on it. You can argue it's a good idea, not a good idea. I quite enjoy that. So, he's got a whole bunch of those. So that's the idea. We want to try to take that and see how that fits in. The Chasam Sofer warned his children that these Nisoinus were going to happen before Mashiach, and you've got to be ready for them, otherwise you're going to miss the boat as well, God forbid. So let's see what he says here. We started. We spoke about the money, the first one, honest Hanosa. That's going to be a big Nisoin. Pressure, did we discuss that? I'm not sure if we discussed it there. No, we hadn't started with that. He said it's going to be different, but the essence of the Nisoyan is going to be exactly the same. And then he started talking about the Chadashot. I don't think he started talking yet about the Panasa. Okay, let's see. Maybe the Panasa is an easier one for us to grasp, much easier for us to understand. The Redifa of the physical pleasures, Redifa of the Panasa, not Panasa in order to live. That's not Redifa, that's making Shtadlus to have Panasa. That's not only kosher, but it's a chiyuv. Now we're talking about the Redifa of the money, so that a person has more and more and more because he wants more and more and more, and then he starts doing dodgy things in order to get that more and more. We're not talking about honest, healthy Shtadlus. We're talking about, you see today, honesty in business is almost, you tell me, you know better than me, but honesty in business today, from what I hear, is almost impossible. I mean, I remember when I was growing up in the diamond business, my grandfather was a jeweler, had a jewelry store, so he used to deal with diamonds. The diamond business was completely done with, everyone knows this, was done with a shake of a hand. I mean, enormous amounts of money used to pass between people with no contracts, no... just there was a total trust. You could trust people, and not just the hidden amongst the game as well. There was total trust. I remember as a kid watching these deals happening and thinking, wow, like, you know, and not so it wasn't like, well, why does he trust it? There was double posh, you know. Today it's not so posh. You know, if there's anybody left in the diamond business that's Jewish today, not too many, but if there's anyone, he'll tell you that even today with contracts and lawyers and whatever, you still can't trust anybody. You know, the lack of honesty in touching on finances, whatever, is amazingly so. It's not possible. And the problem with it for us is that it just shows a total lack of understanding what you're doing. If all you're supposed to do is making shtadlus to get panasa, so why would you do something that goes against shulchan aruch? It's a mitzvah shtadlus. So how can you do a mitzvah by panasa? So you're going to eat chazer to be makan the mitzvah of matzah. No, that's what you're doing. So that's what you're saying you're doing, kind of. So that's obviously a big one. He's focusing more here on the, okay, we'll talk about that as well, about the panasa, but I just wanted to put that in place. Okay, so we started yesterday dealing with, obviously, what does it mean to go into your room and not look out the door, look out the window, what's going on out there? So he said it's, okay, so Kuf Nun, on the third paragraph, he says like this. A person who's living with Imunat Tmima, he's living with, you know, an imamin be Imunat Shleima, the first of the animamins. He lo koich v'yotzim, lo koich v'yotzim, yod yoysel yasachay lazeh. It's not because of my efforts that the success is coming. Mitnatek mi ha-politika v'chadashot. He's completely detached from politics and from the news. Lo manyen oto. There's nothing wrong with knowing what's going on a little bit in the world. That's all he's saying. He's talking about this redifa, to have to watch the news every day. This was written before smartphones. He's talking about the newspapers and whatever. But we'll see today it's much worse. The problem's much worse. I mean, how often does a person look at his phone to catch up on the news? The news is changing. You're looking, you're checking what's going on. How many corona this week? What's going on in the politics? Who's winning the elections? Who's losing the elections? Will there be an election? Won't there be an election? Do we have a government? You can drive yourself mashuga. What's going on in America? Who, you know, who's rioting where? What's going on? Will there be an America? Is there an America left still? You know, where's totally, totally wrapped up in the news. And we think that's natural. We of course, you have to know what's going on in the world. So we'll say that that's not so posh. That's not so posh. And that's the Nisoinia he wants to say from the Chassidim Sofer. Kol ha'nasu mitrechesh bo'olam einu manyeno. Somebody who's living with a minute tmima, lo manyen what's going in the world. He knows what he needs to know because he needs to know what to daven for. He needs to know, you know. If someone tells him about an earthquake in China, he needs to know about that because that, as we've mentioned, has got something to do with me. But he's not out there looking all the time to see what's going on in the news. He might look at the news in the morning and then, you know, maybe the next morning or maybe again in the evening. But he's not deafing off, but what's going on, what's going on. He's too busy with much more important things. Much, much more important things to be worrying about which lying politician said what to who when. Very few people would stand in this Nesoyim today.
Sorry, Rav, if you don't mind, could you
speak to everybody? Okay, he's talking over 20 years ago, he's talking about newspapers, updated news all the time from the kosher Taras HaKodesh newspapers, and today you have Taras HaKodesh news sites. You have some that aren't so Taras HaKodesh, but they sell themselves as being Taras HaKodesh. They use very frum names, you know, they use Yeshivisha names for their websites, and their mom is Treif Goma, mom is Kofi Kosis Goma. Yeah, okay, said it, but there are some out there that are kosher. And Adava Gremel Yudim Yirim Leit Nanenbeam. The Don Villa Deutschbeer. We go in there, we learn, we understand, we now have opinion, we now political commentators, and we think this and we think that. Sometimes it's in the middle. So just 1 second, there's something flashing on my screen here. No, not that one. Can you please mute? Oh, is nobody muted? Okay, why is my not muted? Oh, well, okay. Sorry about that. Okay, everybody's now been... I hate doing that. It's the worst thing here is I can tell people to keep quiet. It's a horrible button there. But what can you do? That's the world we live in. Okay.
I have a question.
Sometimes this can even be in the middle of davening. It's taken me by Samidrash B'Shah Salimud. Sometimes it can happen. I know we don't know what this means, but sometimes a person goes in the middle of learning to look at the news.
I don't think
they're up in here. Another idea or another news or another happening. What's the problem with that? Anything else in listen to the news? No. But the problem is there's a time and place for that. You're in the Yichud room with Hashem, and that's not the time to be watching the news. Sakranut, inquisitiveness, which is a very useful, powerful Jewish thing to have. Very useful tool. Problem is, it gets used at... Can you hear me? Can somebody just let me know if I'm being heard? There seems to be a problem.
We can hear you, but can you hear us? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
So no one can hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay, fine.
Can
so
you,
no one,
can
no No, somebody wants to know if I can hear you. So, okay, so fine. So you're hearing me. I've got that. What's the problem here? I can't hear you. Why can't I hear you? Let me just see. Maybe 1 second. Just let me check your way. No, you can unmute yourselves. Anything's set up. Well, I can't tell you. Maybe because my sound's off. No, my sound's on. Try again.
Can you hear me now?
Someone was trying to ask a question. I can't hear. You're right, because when they told me to mute, I couldn't hear any noise. So it's wasted. Don't know why I can't hear. So the only thing I can do is switch off and restart this thing again. Is that a good idea? We just carry on, and if you want to ask something, just send in a chat. We'll do this like a webinar. We'll pretend we're doing a webinar. Look at the volume button in the top left corner. No, no, that's all fine. No, my volume's fine. I checked that. It's a bit strange, eh? Check my settings, everything seems to be fine. Why I can't hear you.
Strange, we can hear you.
Might be on mute, no, it's on mute, that's working. Everything's working on my side, there's obviously a thing. Okay, fine, so I'm going to carry on, and we'll just pretend that this is a webinar. I don't like that, but I don't have a choice. You know what, maybe let's try one last thing. Let me unmute. Let me mute, and then unmute. I had you unmute everybody now. Ask all to unmute. So if everyone will just unmute. And then. Okay. Somebody want to say something? Make some noise.
Can you hear me?
No. Can no. Okay, fine. So I'm not hearing anything. I'm going to mute. No, people are talking and I'm not hearing. Okay. So I'm going to mute you again just so you don't disturb each other. And we're going to carry on. Well, that's really. Okay, fine. Okay, so I'm going to go on. There's a question here. Is it okay to be oblivious when coming to the news and what's going on? What do you mean oblivious? No, I don't think that a person has to be oblivious. I think you need to know what's going on. The minimum you need to know what's going on. What you need to know, that's what, it's the running off to the news, checking the news, being involved in the news, discussing the news. It becomes more than just, you know, I spend 5 minutes looking at the headlines. The truth is, if you just read the headlines, once a day, you'll know exactly what's going on, and nothing much is going to change between now and tomorrow. If you check out and you're honest with yourself, you'll see there's not much going on. Obviously, a person in the business and he needs to check the stock markets and whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody who's involved in work. I'm talking about a normal guy. A normal guy goes off to work in the morning. He doesn't need to know every 15 minutes who said what, when, and how, and to who. You know what I'm saying? How many bilateral discussions there were and what. We're very addicted to news. This country specifically, we're very addicted to news. That's one of the things we've seen with this corona thing, is a lot more people are deafing after the news. That's the problem. But I want to answer your question with a marshal we used earlier. Maybe we didn't use it here. Maybe we used the Anilo Zocher. The marshal is like this. Because we used to, it wasn't a marshal. It was a mamash. She actually saw this happening. You know, on Yom Kippur, there's the bowing. During the Musaf repetition, there's the mamash, the halat of the whole Yom Kippur thing is v'hakoy anim, you know, that whole story, and then you bow down and you say Baruch Shem Kavod and all that stuff, whatever. So you can't mishtachave on the stone floor. So you normally put a towel or people put some paper there. So Rupikas was once in a place where they handed out like old pieces of newspaper, you know, that you can mishtachave on that. And he said he saw the guy as he was going down, he was reading the newspaper. He was reading what was written in the newspaper. So if you go up to this yid and you tell him, listen, well, what are you doing? He'll say, well, it's a kosher newspaper. It's the Yatted. Well, what was I doing wrong? My Mabaya to read the newspaper. You understand? There's nothing wrong with reading the newspaper. But now when you're in the middle of, now's not the time. Same as you're going to the Chedi Yichud. After the Chuppah, he goes into the Chedi Yichud. Right? And he takes out a Gemara and starts learning. You understand that that's inappropriate. That's also wrong. What's wrong with learning Gemara? She's sitting saying Tehillim on one side of the room. He's reading his Gemara on the other side of the room. You understand? There's something chos in the yichud, something chos in the relationship. That's the problem here. It's not being oblivious to what's going on. The person needs to know what's going on. You need to know what you're doing for. You need to know how to look after yourself. A father. But that's not what manyens me. That's spaghetti shtadlis. I have to do what I have to do. Fine. Now I've done that. Now I get on with my life. I'm necheri yichud with a ship. That's the problem. This starts taking over from the yichud that a person's supposed to have with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what was going on that Leila Seder. On that Leila Seder, Klal Yisrael was locked in the houses with a Korban Pesach. And they were in the Yichud room of Hashem, and there was mamish Armageddon going on outside. And I'll come back to that now. And Hashem said, yeah, but I don't want you to deal with it. I want you to deal with what you're dealing with now. I want you to focus on the Ikkar relationship with Kabbalah and Malchus Shamayim. That's the vort here. It's not that there's anything wrong with the news. The problem is that, so he says, I think the question is, are we allowed not to keep up with the news? Yeah, I think it's very okay. I think it's more than okay. If you can live without knowing what's going on, and you'll wait to hear what you need to hear, because you'll hear what you need to hear, you'll find someone will tell you. You don't have to go, but you don't have to go to school. Is it okay? Yeah, if you can manage, you can manage. I'm not saying you have to, though. I'm saying you know what's going on. I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, looking at the headlines once or twice a day. Mama Yabaze. Reading all the reports and getting into it and the editorials and the commentary, that's Yabaya. That's what we're talking about. But if you want to know what the local news is, you want to know, like, what Mishra Briud said, you know, what are the lotus, the, you know, do you have to wear a mask, mustn't you wear a mask, should you stand on your head? Okay, fine, you know, there was a terrible thing happening in America, so you know, you need to know what to dub in for. I don't think there's a problem with saying that. But if you choose not to look at the news, not to know the news, so no, I think that's Malchus fine. Even just try it for a month. Just try it for a month, do it for a month, you'll see you're a different human being afterwards, and then go back to it. It's also an exercise that's worthwhile trying. But the vote is, okay, sorry I didn't get your question 100%. The vote is, Ishkach Michi, for putting that straight, the vote is that it mustn't interfere with the yichud. That you have to know when and where, that there's a time and a place for that as well. Yeah, I think knowing what's going on in the world is beginning stuckless. I think that's fine. We're talking here about completely involved in it, that it breaks the yichud. That's what I think he's talking about. He was more harif than this. He was more harif than this than I was, but he was talking a different time. Remember, he was talking about newspapers. Nobody said read newspapers the whole day. You know, you got the morning newspaper, you read it, you checked it, whatever, and you put it away. And then the afternoon paper came out late in the afternoon, you looked at it. You weren't being my eye. Today, we have this new problem with smartphones, and I think we have to be more careful because it's more insidious and it's more in our lives and in our faces 24 hours a day. You can wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to see what the latest news in Hong Kong is. So that's a problem. You know, I told you about the guy I met about last year in America, Canada, Lozoche. He tells me he's got this new phone that's completely waterproof so he can work in the shower. You understand? That's, unfortunately, that's what we're talking about. He ain't going to make it out of Mitzrayim. A guy like that ain't going out of Mitzrayim. I have news for you. I'm sorry. You can be as frum and as charedi as you want, but he ain't going nowhere because he doesn't know there's a Hashem in the world. There's no sheiches to this nisoy. In the shower, he has to have his phone with him. So, okay, you understand. I'm sorry that I can't hear the reactions, but okay. The Seder. So that's a person who's living with Imunat Tmina, as opposed to someone who's living with Kerchavet Simyadi. He's got more important things, and as we said, this happens not just in not just in times where you're not doing anything, but even sometimes it can be in the middle of davening. You see a guy, mamash, taking out his phone and looking at it and trying to see what's going on because he, you know, he missed whatever. Okay, fine. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Not be mechadish anything here. If you say from the Svarim, you look in the Maharal, Chiddush Agodah, Sanhedrin, Chele Gimel, Amad Reish Tezvav. It says when Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be Oni, Reichev, Al Chomo. Which is going to be an Oni, and what's Reichev, Al Chomo? He's going to be riding on a donkey. What do you need to tell me that for? Okay, if he comes in a donkey, a horse, he could be riding a camel. Who cares what his mode of transport is? So the Maharal, many others pick this up. He's going to be riding, meaning controlling, choymriyos, gashmias, physicality. That means he's going to be coming, kashe svivainu kola oilam yeshakur ad choytmoy v'yam ha choymriyos. is going to come when the world is, we saw this before, no? We saw the shtickl before, the famous machlekes with Ula and Rava. Okay, let's see. The Moedika Pshatya. So maybe we saw the from Pshat earlier. I don't know. You'll see if you remember this. He's going to be coming on into a generation that's going to be completely up to the eyeballs in Gashmas. And the koyach that's going to bring Mashiach is going to not be the oisek toiv. It's not going to be the building the kedusha the way the previous generations did. And his son is going to be the sumei ra. You build kedusha by turning away from the ra, as opposed to building kedusha by building kedusha. So he says, you see this in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, fascinating Gemara, the Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, well done Gemara, but not that well understood. Let's learn this Gemara properly. Amma Ula. Yesi velo amchine, velo amchineu. Let Mashiach come, but let me not be living to see it. V'chein amma Rabba. Yesi velo ichmeine. Let him come, but I don't want to see him. Because I don't want to be living in the generation when Mashiach comes. Lo bishvili. Wow. Why not? We are waiting for Mashiach. When Mashiach becomes, I want to be and Yerot Tanoim Amoraim. Sorry, telling you, I don't want to be there, man. Why not? Rabbi Yosef is choyle. Yesi va'aske the isi betule the kuf piso the chamre. Let him come, and I'll sit in the excrement of his donkey. Zemi, let him come, and I'll sit in the shade, not just in the shade. The tula de kuf is in the chamra. I'm going to sit in the shade of the excrement of his donkey. Not in the excrement, in the shade of the excrement of his donkey. What's Rabbi Yosef on about? Sounds even more weird. Ula and Rabbi don't want him to come when they're around. They want him to be around for this. Yosef says, no, let him come. And I'll tell you how you deal with it. You sit in the shade of the excrement of the donkey. Okay, so this needs a pshat. Oy, oy, oy. Chazal chod miboy shel oisado sheboy yeh chevle Mashiach. You see that Chazal are very concerned and very nervous and worried about the generation that Mashiach is going to come in. Hem chod miyamatzef haruchani hayirud sheboy niyeh shruim keshivah Mashiach tzidkeinu. They saw the incredible yirida in ruchnias that was going to be happening in the generation that was going to greet Mashiach. Umeshum kach v'emri yesi v'lo achmina. Let him come, but don't let me see it. I don't want to be living in a generation that is so chosaruchnias. We must have several of Yosef. Shamnim b'chidus osek toiv. And b'chidus kuma mitzvahs. If Yosef held, you know what? You're right. In terms of the osek toiv, in terms of the kuma mitzvahs, in terms of the generating kedusha via the osek toiv, ne yerudim yosem mikol ha'dor shelifneinu. I'm going to be much lower than any of the generations that ever came before. But you're missing something very important, Rabbi Yosef told him. Ulam medaber echad, tegadol ma'alaseinu al pnei kol ha'doros hakodmim. But in another area, they're going to be greater than every generation that ever was. Anaknu nitztarich l'sheves b'tzei l'chomo, v'lo b'tzei l'chomo. The generation that's going to come, that Mashiach is going to come in this generation, you have to sit in the shade of the donkey, of the chomrios. But not just the donkey, the excrement of the donkey. Ela b'tzel gilalei hachomo b'tzel psulus hachomo, the psulus, ha-mesamemes es hachoyme shebachoyme. We're talking about the most physical thing there is in the world. We're talking about the waste matter. Not just the donkey itself, not just the chomeres, but the it's an expression of extreme, extreme loneliness in the physical world. Totally immersed in physicality that you see that Amorim fled from it. זהי מצבנו לפני ביאס משיח, ודווקא על ידי ההסגברוס הזו, על כל עניין החוימה, דווקא when we withstand these ניסיונות of the חוימה, נהיה מיוחדים בכל דור ונהיה רואים לגאולה. We'll be more unique than any generation, and we'll be the ones that will be רואי for גאולה. יהיה זה סומי רע. That's the way you generate קדושה, בבין סומי רע. כל גודל שלא זוכר שום דור לפנינו בכוח הסומי רע, יובה משיח צדקנו. No generation was זויכה. To such a sumera, and in that schus Mashiach will come. In other words, all the generations up to now, we asked us, how come we think we should go into Mashiach when all the generations, the greats before weren't? All the other generations that you generate Kedusha. You want to be Rebbe Akiva Eger, you've got to generate an enormous amount of energy. You need to be a Rebbe Akiva Eger, to be a Rebbe Akiva Eger, sorry, or a Vilna Goyin or a Chofetz Chaim. You have to mamash raise yourself to enormously high levels of Ase Toif. Yeah, you've got to mamash get out of yourself and mamash grow and develop and build. Today, that seems to be a very difficult task. It's not poshut, and you look around you, you see, Ech Yechol Yot, how am I supposed to do that? We're not shaykh to this. Bichlal not shaykh to this. Yeah, you know anybody that's learning 18 hours a day today on a piece of bread and an onion? I mean, there's a law. There's no, how many people are walking around got shas bal peh that really know what they're talking about? I'm saying, there were kids 80 years ago that knew shas bal peh. By the time they were 13, 15 was normal. Someone broke off a shidduch because they told them that the kid was 13 and knew shas bal peh, and they thought that I knew it was only really 15. And 50 wasn't such a big deal to know shas bal peh. I'm saying, we don't have it today. So we're all not shaykh today. So how are we going to bring Mashiach if we can't generate that Kedusha? Because there's another way to generate Kedusha. The Sumeira. They didn't have much Sumeira to deal with. First of all, the poverty was extreme. Second of all, the Goyish world wasn't that attractive. I'm not talking about the last few years before the wars. I'm talking about, let's say, pre the First World War. I'm not going into that now. But certainly there was no attraction. In the Goyish world, there was nothing there to make me want to go after what they were involved in. So their Choym Riois wasn't an attraction for me, and the poverty was extreme, so the Regifa of the Gashmus wasn't what we were dealing with, it was trying to survive. They were able to generate enormous leadership. Today we can't do that, so what are we doing yet? We've got a much more important task. For us, we're surrounded up to our eyeballs in Goyishkat and in Choym Riois and in physicality and in Regifa of every physical pleasure in the world. We've been condemned to think this is Olam Haba, therefore you have to have everything. Yeah, if they have air conditioning in the house, in the car, if they have leather seats in your car, if they have a special, you can't go from the house outside to the car because maybe it's too cold, if they have a special heating in the garage. I mean, it's just out of control. The holidays people go on, the cruises, the Pesach holidays, I mean, totally out of control. And that's where you become great. The Sumeira, where you say, no, it's not for me, thank you. No, I don't want that. No, I don't want to know about that. Sorry, no, I'm not interested in that. No. That's how you create Kedusha, by cutting yourself off. We spoke about that. Korei Sabris. How do you enter into a covenant with Hashem? Korei. You cut yourself off from everything else. That's the Sumeira. And in the Sumeira, that's what brings the Mashiach. That's why we zoichim, can be zoiche to the Gula where other generations work. But once again, there's going to be damage. There's a lot of collateral damage that has to be. So that's something we think about. And so tomorrow we'll carry on with about the sound. I have no idea what that's about. And like I said, normally when these things happen, you switch off the meeting and you start it again. And then you manage to sign in and whatever. So, okay, we did that today. It was slightly different, unpredictable. I have to get it sorted out before my Gemara share. I can't have a Gemara share where I'm just talking. It's not Shaykh Bichlal. Okay, fine. If there's any questions, chat them in. I'm still here. Otherwise, I can't get it sorted out tomorrow. Just say that. Take good care.